If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No! And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Yo, it's 2021, y'all. Him and Pete, we got a new show.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke dick home, poodle.
If you ain't got no money, wait.
D-L-I-N-G Empire O-M-G Netflix, we coming for you. Manny, Poodle,
and special guests too.
It's Bling Empire on Reality Gaze.
I'm drinking Tito's the rest of my days,
eating Doritos.
This show's the closest we'll get to the glamorous.
Oh, the glamorous.
Boy, I'm so glad you asked. Oh, there's Dr. Gabe and his wife, Christine.
Jamie is the fashion queen. Kevin's got that banging bod. And Kimberly is a DJ god.
Kane's got Benji's by the tons. Anna's dad sells bombs and guns. Ain't none of these kids gotta worry about bills. And they're all in
Beverly Hills.
Oh, the glamorous. Yo, the flowers say,
y'all, if I could have a timpani and an orchestra playing violins with sopranos singing high notes, I would right now, because we have probably our most excited special guest that we've had on the show. Margaret motherfucking Cho is on our podcast,
yay!
Y'all. And for being here, Margaret. And
thank
her dog.
And, Lucia.
And her little dog,
Castorina.
Too.
Queen, and my little dog.
Queen bitch of them all. How
she
old
really
is she?
She's 2.
Oh, Muffin.
She's the best.
You also have the most gorgeous home of anybody we've interviewed.
Thank you.
It's really pretty.
Thank you.
It's a tough call from Marcus from Labor of Love.
Or
we saw his like gross apartment.
Or that time that Poodle tried to do an interview in Flex Spa, and there was just a lot of tweaking.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Aww.
The poppers in the air. Oh, times.
I love the smell of poppers in the air. It's like Christmas.
Yeah. That's my potpourri sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to shout out before we jump into Bling Empire. We want to shout out ACAST, especially Sarah for us at ACAST too, because we both are ACAST podcasters.
Yes.
Your podcast, The Margaret Cho, you've got a couple of years ago of that mm-hmm. podcast, right?
Yes.
And so we want to be sure to everybody to check out the podcast. And again,
she has amazing guests.
Yeah.
I was looking at the list, and I know
Cameron Esposito, I know, and I'm a big fan of Drew Drug. He's a good friend of ours.
Oh, I love Drew. Yeah.
So, yeah.
He's one of the funniest people in Los Angeles.
Yeah. We go, his parents actually go to church with my parents in South Carolina.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's just, and every time I see, I'm there and they're like, have you seen Drew lately? He's doing okay.
God bless him.
Anyway.
God bless.
So thank you again. So yeah, go ahead, Pooh. Let's jump into this.
My first question for you, Margaret, is you probably had the first Asian American reality show, the Cho Show.
Yes.
So I would ask you, how do you feel about these youths standing on your shoulders? And if you'd like to apologize to our audience now for creating this, please feel free.
I love it. I love it. And I love more representation. And I love the show. I actually think it's a lot of fun. And I just get excited to see Kevin's abs.
Yes.
I'm like, that body is
feelings mutual. Yes.
It's
mutual.
Crazy.
It's
His
insane.
Body is so crazy. And I think it's a really, fun show. I think it's interesting because it gets into like Versailles territory, like where it's like real high society, and it's like if you wear a necklace, you're wrong for wearing that necklace. And it's just really like, to me, it's really fun. I wish that I could go to the parties. I want to try out that weird machine that's like the tapping. It keeps your pussy tight or your asshole tight. I wasn't sure what that thing is. Like, girl, I need that in the, home version.
Kelly spent a lot of time on that. In that party, and you're right about Versailles. It is totally like Dangerous Liaisons. I'm going to seat her at the end of the table.
I know. And that anybody would even, I would not even register any of that shade. I'd be like, oh, I'm sitting here. I'm just going to eat this. Like, I would not even notice. But it's a different level of society. The strata. I don't know people that rich. I mean, I do know rich people, but mostly they're like in entertainment and they're not like old money, which is some of the show that's kind of older money. So there's something like, you know, I only know the nouveau riche.
Yes. If you've been making bombs and guns, you've been around for a while with that money.
You've been around a while.
Now, did you know that this world existed in Los Angeles?
I did know that some of it existed. Like, you see it on the weekend morning. You used to see it at, like, in Monterey Park for dim sum. So you would see, like, the very wealthy Asian families out there. And, you know, you would see it sometimes during the Lunar New Year celebrations. And then I think that, you know, I've always known that it existed, but I was never really a part of it.
Yeah. Would you, we've been talking with other, mostly AAPI podcasters, and we were talking about the idea of the show doesn't have a ton to do with Asian representation, but much more of a wealth representation.
At least that's what they've been talking about.
I think that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Because I think that it's just an area of Asianness that is really marketable, and also with the popularity of the movie Crazy Rich Asians and all those books, you know. And there's, I think, so much infighting within the idea of what Asian American represents, that the world of the super rich is one that can be explored in entertainment, because it's not one that's fraught with all of these like checks for authenticity.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like you, there's a thing about people only want to go to an Asian restaurant if it's like really only Asian people eat there. There's like that weird stereotype. It's like they're in the know. But, and so there's this kind of like high level that we place on this idea of authenticity or exclusion of white people.
Right.
So,
yeah, it's like, no, I totally understand. And it's kind of like, this is like they're trying to quantify their Asianness by saying we are the, but somehow wealth gets involved there, and they talk about the Lunar New Year celebrations, and they're having their 100-day baby's 100-day in the last episode, and so yes, we do have these kind of kind of generic cultural Asian touchstones. There's a lot of talk about taking off shoes in the house. I'm like, why are we really belaboring this?
I mean, I like that.
I do too, because I hate vacuuming. I have so much hardwood floor. I can't with that. And you know, but a lot of those things are really important, especially for Asian Americans, because the idea of the 100-day celebration for kids is really important because most of our kids didn't survive past 100 days. So, you know, in Asia. And so like during wartime and all the stuff. So 100 days is like very meaningful. So like for a 100-day party for Koreans, you would lay out a bunch of items and whatever your kid grabs is what they'll be. And of course, I grab the gay uncle. So that's what I claim up became. But everybody has, like, you grab a pen or you, grab a thermometer, you know.
Girl!
Tia, she was like, oh, I'm mommy.
Oh, no. Like, mommy, that was your first girl today.
Yeah, girl!
That's funny. It's like, oh, we got to go see Uncle Steve soon.
Yeah.
Hey, I have an Uncle Steve. Wait a minute. I love that. I love that too. Oddly, we knew about the 100-day thing, ironically, because we cover 90-Day Fiancé and they've talked about that on that show.
Yeah, and that's been a thing. Yeah.
But do you feel like, kind of like it is surprising to me that because I watched your sitcom. Like, I remember all that. And like Poodle, Jake and I've talked, like, I remember going to see you at the Wiltern years ago. No. I think that was the Notorious CHO show. I think we went and saw that. I saw another one. Yeah. And what was the one where you talked about your mom telling the story about your dad punching his gay friend in the face?
Oh, I think that's Notorious CHO.
Yes, okay. That's the one we saw because we were done. Yeah. But I remember Poodle ended up going to that Denny's right by Wiltern and making out with a guy in a booth there because he got drunk.
Oh, fun.
So,
you inspired me.
You inspired us very much. But the reason
it's so great.
I brought it up, not to brag and say that we love you, but more of to talk about, when I thought about that, it seems recent, but like Jake said at the beginning, that was so long ago. And so I agree with you that it just is like, wow, it really took this long.
Yeah.
Because there's been like, there wasn't like you started this and then things kept continuing. It was like you started it and then there was just this pause and we had nothing for so long. And so I guess.
Then the sitcom Fresh Off the Boat kind of was in the middle of that. And then Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
And basically you were, besides that, you were token Asian secretary. but then they would give you some funny lines and you made hay of whatever they gave you.
Yes.
But that's exactly right. It's kind of like we saw some like spurts of it. And this is the first kind of, and I guess
There's House of Ho.
Right. House of Ho. And I do feel like in a way, once you get to feel like your representation of your own ethnicity is being exploited, maybe then you've made it.
I think it's good. I mean, I think it's definitely like getting towards mainstream and I want it to be. And I think that it's important for it to be. And so this kind of programming is really, I think it's really exciting because it does feel really fresh, even though we have seen Rich People and we have seen these kinds of big sort of aspirational living reality television, but this is a different take on it, which I appreciate.
Oh, and I love it too because it's a world I don't know of. So first of all, how amazing are Anna's tits? First of all,
I mean, Anna is amazing as well because she's got this like grandeur, like, you know, I know so many women actually like that I didn't realize were Asian. I thought they were Russian or like Ashkenazi, like Jewish, different women like in Hollywood, you know, or old money from Beverly Hills. Like I didn't realize that, they can be Asian too. That's right. Russia is very close to Korea. So there's a lot of cross-pollination.
And she's had a couple of alterations to her visage over the years.
It looks good.
She does look good, I think. We didn't realize some of the other podcasters, we didn't realize that one of the other interviews with a woman named Melanie said, we didn't realize that plastic surgery was such a big deal in Asian culture. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
I mean, because it is everybody here, everybody. I had no idea.
It's crazy how, I mean, well, and also Korea is like at the center of it. Korea is like the best. But it's definitely something that is part of the culture because it's like we also love the sciences. We love medicine. And, you know, it's like a very, very like big business. And, you know, there's a lot of medical tourism also, people that go over there and they'll do stuff that nobody else will do. And it's kind of fabulous.
I'm trying to think what nobody else could do. They're like, can I get some type of ear under my arm? You know?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Why not?
I'm planning my trip. I'm totally planning.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Now, who would... So, obviously, you talked about Kevin's abs. But who would you, like... Who's, like, the one person you would, like, want to just, like, go to their house for dinner on this show?
I think Kane. I think he's really fun. I think he's really sweet and really familiar to me. And I'm like... Is he gay? I can't really.
Well, you would know. It's in your blood to be able to tell.
It seems like I should know. I'm like, he must be gay, but they don't really go into that.
If you saw him in person, Margaret, all you have to do is smell him, and it's in your. You would just you would smell the gay.
Like, it's like, is that Creed Adventist or is that semen? Like, I'm not sure.
Come a little. Let me smell your breath, Kane.
Yeah, well, he's adorable.
Yeah, he's adorable. It's a little bit of a spoiler alert, but in the last episode, he says, "I want to kind of get more adventurous and put myself out there more." And we see him. He doesn't say he's gay, but we see him exchanging phone numbers with Florent, Anna's gay best friend. Okay. So he does kind of come out.
I'm going to say now. Florent would destroy him.
Yeah, Florent looks like he's like a very flowery top. And yeah. I really hope that Kelly doesn't get back together with Andrew. Andrew really bothers me.
Oh, Margaret, this has been this is the biggest problem with the series. It is the most cringiest thing. He's obviously
a lot of it, just not him.
The problem is, Kelly is one of the producers. And so because I think she doesn't want this relationship to be portrayed in such a negative light, a lot of our listeners have said, why couldn't they put some kind of disclaimer, even a something for a domestic abuse hotline or something? Because it just, every time their scenes are, you get that kind of cringiness of, he's just
freaked
dangerous.
Out. Yeah. I'm like so scared for her because I think like, and like Anna put it so well, she's like, no dick is that good. And I'm like, I've had some good dick, but that, but it was like, why is he so screaming at her? Yeah. Like that was fucked up when he's like screaming at her. And I'm like, this is on camera.
Yeah. And, like, and in a way, Kelly had to approve this. Had to approve of this being on camera. And Anna, who has seen some shit as the daughter of like a munitions, she's like, you know, I've probably seen a lot of deals go down. She's even horrified at this. And it's hard to watch. Their sessions with the therapists are also hard to watch. We think he's just, he also looks off almost all the time, like he's on something. And the whole every time he's on camera, my stomach just drops. It's to me, it's the biggest problem of the series.
It makes me hate straight people.
Yeah, well,
it makes me really hetero. I already hate straight people. Like, so heterophobic.
I know. Ugh.
You know,
they're going to want their own schools and everything.
I don't know. Maybe I feel like the thing with Andrew, I feel like he's kind of a waste of a straight man too, because it seems like he would have a really smooth asshole. Like, he could get really far with that.
Yeah. Like really stretched out.
Like no hair. Like, guys could just take turns. Like, he's just on a lazy Susan of fuck me.
It could be like in a Dove commercial. It's so soft.
It's just
not
a
carved like an Irish spring soap.
No, not masculine. Not like cedar smelling. Or
I like it too.
No, like a Dove, like a soft lady's voice.
It's just
one third moisturizing cream. You don't, you know. You don't have to tell me. You're soaking in it.
It's so smooth. It's just so, it smells like lemon.
He's very attractive, but she's very attractive also. I hope she's
prettier, I think.
She gets with Kevin and he's so hot. I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, he is so handsome.
I know everybody talks about his abs, but just like the way he's smiles.
He's just a beautiful man.
I know. I was just calling. I live in Los Angeles, but I'm in Oklahoma right now taking care of my dad is sick with cancer. He's going to be fine, but he's sick. And so I'm taking care of my dad. And so my cousin's like hanging out with my dad, you know, make sure he doesn't fall. And she said, what are y'all talking about? And I said, well, we're talking about Bling Empire. She said, oh, my God, I watched 4 episodes of that when my husband was gone today. And that Kevin's ass, I could just eat ice cream on it.
Gorgeous. his body. But his, like, just he's such a sweet kind of guy, like, too. He just, there's an innocence about him and a real, like, openness, which I think is really nice.
Everybody says that about him, that's kind of talked to us or says that he knows him.
Yeah. The show needs him because, like, if any type of reality show needs that kind of, like, Lauren Conrad, that kind of the everyman, who's sweet, and that way the audience can kind of get inside this world.
Mm-hmm. Are you a reality TV person?
I'm more of a competitions, like a British baking show kind of.
No. Yeah. That is my heroine. Yeah,
I am more too, like that. I still like Project Runway.
I love that. I mean, I think it's all really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. You've done so many. Like you did, you've done Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
And you did, this is the weirdest thing, almost Kismet, because last season on The Masked Singer, a show which is the most bonkers thing in the world. You were the poodle, which is my name.
I was the poodle. I know. It's such kismet. I love it. It was fun. But it's, I think reality is so fun and so different and just fascinating. I still have to get into 90 Day Fiancé. I know I will, like, fall in and never stop.
You're going to have so many opinions on people like Angela and Larissa, and just you're gonna scream at your television saying, why was this edited in this way? Or because everything is very, very docu on TLC. Everything feels like it's supposed to be very real. However, the further you go on, you can start to see stories that are just written and scripted. But it's still
riveting. We love it.
Yeah. I love it. I mean, I love, like, My Strange Addiction and all of those, like, and Pimple Popper.
I love her. I want to be friends with her.
I hope she comes on Bling Empire. She should come on next week. She's really rich and she's very cool. Yeah.
They should have you on Bling Empire.
I know. I'm hoping. I would love to.
You were like, who is that rich? But you were like, you're like the godmother of what created this. And
I brought you into this.
I would love to.
You should tell
them. I'll let them know.
Because we, you know, Poodle and I talk about being hippy dippy Californians and we believe in energy and all that kind of stuff, but we still had a laugh. What did you think of the shaman on the beach who said, I'm going to download this to my files? Have you seen that episode yet?
Yes. I was like, are they doing drugs? Like, I'm like, are they the ayahuasca or have they done the ayahuasca? Somebody better throw up. Like, I thought it was a good idea, but I was wondering what was going to happen.
Yeah, we're all for anything like that. And then in the next scene, he's like, yeah, I'm really questioning if hypnotherapy's right. I don't know if I believe it. And I'm like, you just had a shaman scream at you on a beach to do some kind of like OA thing to you.
That's so funny.
You think hypnotherapy is a little beyond?
I read that he's dating like the princess of Norwegia or some shit like that. That shaman.
Norway.
Norway, the shaman, Norwegia. The shaman. Sorry, Norwegia from Oklahoma.
Norwegia is one of those strange countries on like the Princess Diaries that they have that don't really exist.
Jake always reads me. He was cute. Like, you went to school at a one room schoolhouse in Oklahoma, and the pig always beat you on the curb.
Oh.
Yeah, he talks about. I'm just like, what did you study? Because we don't share common references.
We don't share a lot of common references. We don't.
Anyway, so yeah, the show we liked doing it. Mm-hmm. Where would you? What do you want to see after this? What's something that, you know, a show, if it's reality shows, if it's scripted shows, what do you want to see for Asian and Asian Americans?
Well, I would love to see more of like the artists, like Koreatown rappers. I would love to see, you know, like something about like sneaker culture there. Like, you know,
yeah,
that's really interesting to me. And that's a little bit of an side adjunct, you know, like Kane's like sneaker wall. Like there's yeah. like, there's like, that's like a legit thing. So, I mean, I feel like there's so much there, or K-pop Americans going over to Korea to do K-pop, which I think is really fascinating. So, I mean, I'm really into like Asian American culture and finding our place there in Korea. So
yeah.
I love that. To me, that would be really fun.
Do you have a production company? Just do one do of those
it.
Things.
Do it.
I did. Yes. I would love to. I'm currently on an adaptation for a K-drama to bring to Asian Americans. That's kind of like the sort of lateral move. So I yeah. love K-drama and I love K-pop. And so, you know, to me, it's really like, I think it's a huge world. And but I'm really excited about Bling Empire. I'm glad that it's there. And I'm definitely going to watch the rest of it.
You just talked about Korean drama. And we used to get, I don't get it anymore, but in our old house that I lived in, there was the Korean soap opera. I don't know how we got it.
We used to live right on, Jake and I used to be roommates, not in a gay, we're sisters.
No, two bottoms don't make a night.
Yeah, we're sisters. But we were roommates, but we lived right off of like
Western
you know what that weird like.
Western and Beverly.
That Frank Geary KFC, it's like that yeah. weird. That's where yeah. we used to live. So
that Mooney KFC with yes. the drive-thru.
Yes, that's where we would walk. Hung yeah. I would, like 8 a.m. We would walk there, hungover. There would be sex workers.
Eight of the night, just waving.
Yeah,
yeah. So,
but yeah. anyway, yes, we used to get the Korean dramas. I forgot about that. We would get that,
and you would watch. You know immediately what's going on.
Yeah.
But and the way that they would have a stinger in the music would go, and then the new scene would start, and you're like, I'm already interested because the music told me exactly how I should feel.
It's so good. And now yeah. they have like synchronized crying, so you know when to have emotions, because Koreans have problems with that. So it's really, I think it's really great.
But synchronized emotion, I love it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's, so it's some type of like cultural outlet that actually yeah. helps you. I love it.
Because we're really repressed. It's a very like emotionally repressed country that's full of like rage and anger. And so we have to like let it come out some way.
No,
some way.
That was such like, you know, my master's is in clinical psychology and like specializing in queer therapy. And one of my first clients at the Gay and Lesbian Center in Hollywood when I was interning was a Korean American man kind of coming out. And mm-hmm. I remember going, I was a new therapist, and I remember going, this is nothing's identifying, but I remember just going to my supervisor and being like, this guy hates me. Like he never wants to talk. And thank God it was such an education as a white guy from Oklahoma. And mm-hmm. anyway, we ended up really having some really beautiful conversations, but it was, I've never seen someone taught so much not to feel. It was shocking yeah. to me. It was shocking.
Yeah. It's like the masculinity is so toxic too that it's really hard for men to feel anything. And so that's why they build in emotional like triggers during these TV shows so that we can all feel something. It's good.
Interesting. Mm. Our soap operas kind of do that too.
Yeah.
But all of our programming should do that.
Yes.
We were just talking about, I was talking about on the podcast a while back that Maddie always says that he doesn't really cry that much. I cry all the time. In fact, I sometimes every morning, especially during the last 4 years. it's the kind of serotonin rush that you get.
Yeah, so cathartic.
Type of yeah. I'm like, we should. I was just telling our audience, and everyone was responding. Yeah, I cry all the time, and I'm going to try to cry more.
Good for you.
I usually just do it during sex. That's it.
That's perfectly fine. That's a very good time to do it.
I was talking about, you were talking about, when you were talking about working with a Korean American, I was like, that's strange because the Korean Americans I fucked, it's usually they're crying a little bit at the very end. So yeah. It works out that way.
It does. It works out really good.
It works out really good. Margaret, we just, this has been so, we don't want to keep because we know you're way busier than us, but we're just selling tricks on La Brea. But really, we appreciate you so much for being here.
Thank you.
So obviously, we mentioned the Margaret Cho, the podcast, but also you've got a Valentine's Day thing coming up, right?
I have a show, a live streaming show on Valentine's Day called After Hours with Margaret. It's all sorts of sex advice, sex questions, if anybody wants. I was going to call the show Separation of Butt and Taint, but that just seemed too intellectual. So we're just calling After Hours. And it's going to be online and people can find out about it at Margaret Cho on Twitter or MargaretCho.com or Margaret_Cho on Instagram.
I'm still laughing about that.
Separation of butt and taint. I know. They're different areas.
They are.
And with totally different functions. I want to also say that you guys, no one's going to be going out for dinner on Valentine's. So just go to if you have a significant other, go home, sit and watch Margaret's special.
Yeah, come.
Then go and fool around after.
Yeah.
And then watch Great British Bake Off.
Exactly. That's
perfect cooling down.
It's perfect. We could have fanned all over you the 30 minutes because you've just been such a light of joy. I still remember, we often reference you on the podcast, especially of late because my dad, shitting's been a big deal for my father and he's like shit the bed and all this. So we always talk about, and Jake and I have often talked about crapping our own pants, but we always reference.
You both have done it.
Your story of shitting in the car as like the hierarchy.
The persimmon diet.
Because I remember you made Dr. Pepper shoot out my roommate Karen Cole's mouth watching that. Anyway, so we always talk about that on the show. So anyway, you're just a bringer of joy and a bringer of light. Yeah. And then as I found out that you were queer identified and such a wonderful part of our community, it was just like I couldn't love you more. So thank you so much for doing this.
On behalf of all of our community, thank you so much for your allyship and whatever you've done. This has been so lovely. Y'all, check out her special, After Hours, or which should have been called Separation of Butt and Taint.
Right. All the links will be in the show notes, everybody, so you can click there. Margaret Cho, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Say bye.
Yo, how can I get Kevin to fuck me anytime I want? I want to beg for it day and night. Oh, wow, 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 wow,
wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But They too can be junk forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.